Today, the U.S. Supreme Court unanimously upheld the federal government's zero-tolerance drug policy in public housing. The policy allows an entire household to be evicted if a single member is involved in drug activity on or off the premises, even if no other member of the household knew about it. The justices released the ruling just 5 weeks after the argument, which is swift in the world of the Supreme Court. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
The policy was challenged by three elderly grandmothers living with extended families in Oakland, California public housing, as well as a disabled man whose caregiver was found with drugs. The tenants all claim they did everything they could to prevent drug use. One of the grandmothers, Mrs. Pearlie Rucker, routinely searched her mentally disabled daughter's room for drugs. Still, when the daughter was arrested with drugs 3 blocks away from the project, the whole family was served with a notice of eviction. Another of the grandmothers, Barbara Hill, is a nurse who's lived in her housing unit for 30 years.
It is not fair. I can understand them throwing people out that violates the law. And I have not violated any law in that unit since I've been there.
A federal appeals court intervened to block the Oakland convictions, ruling that Congress did not intend to evict innocent tenants. But today, the Supreme Court reversed that decision unanimously and reinstated the eviction orders. Writing for the court, Chief Justice William Rehnquist said the unambiguous language of the law at issue in this case clearly allows the evictions regardless of what the tenant knew. The Chief Justice also noted that the tenants signed leases knowing those were the terms. Said Rehnquist, it's not absurd that a local housing authority may sometimes evict a tenant who had no knowledge of the drug activity. Such no-fault eviction is common under normal landlord-tenant law and practice, and here, said Rehnquist, regardless of what a tenant knows, if a household member uses drugs, it means that the tenant is unable to control a situation that could jeopardize the health and safety of other tenants. Reaction to the decision was swift. Paul Rennie represented the tenants in the Supreme Court.
If you're poor and drugs are involved, anything goes. It's a war where the poor are collateral damage.
Rennie says that today's court decision illustrates a double standard.
Governor Bush's daughter is charged and convicted of some kind of a drug violation down in Florida, and nobody is suggesting that you should take away his mortgage exemption or any other federal benefit that he may have because his daughter committed a drug violation.
But Housing and Urban Development Secretary Mel Martinez disputes that there's a double standard.
This is a policy that has had bipartisan support. This is a policy that was initiated during the Clinton administration. It's a policy that has now a unanimous vote from the Supreme Court.
Indeed, Martinez says today's Supreme Court ruling should be an occasion for celebration by most people in public housing.
I want to choose to focus on the families that are now, you know, the single mother who's trying to raise kids, the grandmother who is trying to do right by her youngsters that live with her, and that are trying to do the right thing by young people who live in public housing. Those are the people who have been victimized by the people involved in drugs that now have an opportunity to maybe rid their places of people who use drugs.
But tenant advocates like Jim Groh of the National Housing Law Project say the consequence of today's ruling will be more families out on the streets. And he maintains that housing projects will not be safer because tenants will be afraid to seek help for a family member with a drug problem.
So it's going to discourage people who need help from seeking help because the consequence of seeking help is eviction.
That's wrong because the consequence is not automatic.
Secretary Martinez.
The people who work in public housing are compassionate people, who are people who deal with people in poverty, who know that they're there to serve them. And if someone comes and seeks help with a problem, they're going to be on their side and seek to help them.
But public tenant advocates say the record is not so rosy, that it's replete with examples of abuse. Battered wives evicted because a crime occurred when they were beaten by their husbands, for example. And now public housing authorities will have even more discretion. But Secretary Martinez responds that the purpose here, after all, is not to make life miserable for public housing tenants, but to make it safer. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.